This is the winter 2011 edition of Reading Matters for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, a program of the Washington State Library and the Office of the Secretary of State. David Junius is your editor and reader. A message from Danielle Miller, WTBBL, program manager. It has been a busy and fun winter here at your Talking Book and Braille Library. We have digital talking book machines in the hands of well over half of our patrons, and we started producing download-only titles on the cartridges we have been able to purchase with funds donated by many of you. Making these digital titles available in a format we can mail is very important to ensure that we provide services and books to all of our readers, regardless of whether they have or use computers. We installed a new radio automation system and new audio production software that will improve the quality and ease of production and broadcast, and most importantly, both systems are accessible with a screen reader. As many of you know, one of my favorite parts of being the regional librarian is meeting and getting to know Watauble patrons. From cheering on a patron singing in a talent competition, to visiting with distinguished veterans, and meeting the people who give voice to and write for the 5th Saturday Audio Theater, I am constantly proud to work with you. I am also very proud to introduce our newest members of the Patron Advisory Council, PAC. 6 new members joined us on January 1st, 2011, and met at the library in February for our first of 3 annual meetings. The new members are Ryan Bondroff of Seattle, representing the deaf-blind community, Denise Colley of Lacey, a general representative, Frank Cuda from Benton City, a general representative, Michael Edwards of Faircrest, representing our physically disabled community, Deborah Jenkins of Spokane, a general representative, and finally, Alice Stevenson of University Place, representing our veteran community. All of the members of the PAC and staff and volunteers of Watauble want to hear from you about how we can improve your library service and ensure that those who may benefit from our service know about us and can get signed up to receive books. Watauble now has a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/WTBBL and is sharing information about the library, articles, and blindness and disability-related stories and information. I encourage you to like us and ask your friends and family to do the same. Wishing you all the best, please feel free to contact me with your questions and concerns. I look forward to hearing from you. Danielle, 206-615-1588, or Danielle, Danielle, dot Miller, Miller, at sos.wa.gov. 2011 Patron Advisory Council. The following individuals are current members of the Patron Advisory Council. To reach a PAC member in your area of the state with any questions or ideas you may have, please call David at 206-615-0417 or 800-542-0866 for their contact information. Sue Amater, Port Hadlock. George Bassioli, Edmonds. Ryan Bondroff, Seattle, Deaf-Blind Community Representative. Norma Jean Campbell, Richland. Denise Colley, Lacey. Frank Cuda, Benton City. Michael Edwards, Faircrest, Physically Disabled Representative. Deborah Jenkins, Spokane. Karen Johnson, Seattle. Kevin LaRose, Tumwater. Mike Mello, Seattle. Mary Ann Mormon, Seattle. Janice Squires, Kennewick, Alice Stevenson, University Place, Veteran Representative, and Emily Stevenson, University Place, Youth Representative. Author Profiles by Mara Blake and Rick Slama. Maureen Johnson by Mara Blake. Maureen Johnson is a contemporary author of young adult fiction whose books are regularly included in the American Library Association's annual list of best books for young adults. One of her most popular titles, Sweet Scarlet, chronicles the summer of 15-year-old Scarlet Martin, who lives and works in her family's New York City hotel as it faces serious financial hardship. Scarlet and her siblings spend the summer getting swept up in theater, trying to save their home, falling in and out of love, and working with one memorable guest, Mrs. Amberson, who drastically changes the course of their summer. Sweet Scarlet is the first book in an ongoing series about the Martin family. For senior high readers. Another adventurous title by Maureen Johnson is 13 Little Blue Envelopes. This book follows teenager Ginny Blackstone as she travels throughout Europe on a trip arranged by her recently deceased Aunt Peg, meant to encourage the shy teen to embrace all the possibilities just beyond her day-to-day life. Each envelope contains the next location Ginny must travel to, as well as a mission assigned by her aunt, for senior high readers. Sweet Scarlet is available in cassette, digital, and as a bar download. Cassette is RC67726. Digital and bar download are DB67726. 13 Little Blue Envelopes is available in Braille as BR17357. Jasper Ford by Rick Slama. Jasper Ford is a British novelist best known for his series chronicling the adventures of literary detective Thursday Next. He started writing in 1990 during a 19-year stint in the film industry. It was more than 10 years before his 2001 debut, The Air Affair, introduced readers to both Ford's heroine, Thursday Next, and a signature blend of postmodern wordplay and comic fantasy crime fiction that brings to mind a cross between P.G. Wodehouse and Douglas Adams. He has since published 4 sequels to The Air Affair, 2 books in his nursery crime series, part 1 of his Shades of Grey series, and a young adult novel entitled The Last Dragonslayer. Ford also maintains a strong internet presence with a website that includes special features for several of his books. The first book in Ford's second series provides a good starting point for those new to his work, The Big Over Easy, set in an alternate version of Reading, England, and populated in large part by characters from nursery rhymes. The book's charm lies in its ability to add humor to a noirish police procedural by casting the players from familiar children's stories and incorporating the events of those stories into its own narrative arc. The struggle between the characters' real-life concerns and their storybook fates brings a literary spark of dramatic tension to this already enjoyable yarn. The Big Over Easy contains some strong language and is available in large print as LP22258 and on cassette as RC62658. It is also available for download as DB62658. Its sequel, The Fourth Bear, and the 5 books of the Thursday Next series are also available for download. Shades of Grey is available in large print. To request any of these titles, please contact the library at 206-615-0400 or 800-542-0866 or visit our catalog at www.wtbbl.org. Tech Notes by Yura Ryan. As Wetabble's new electronics services, instruction, and administrative librarian, I am dedicated to keeping our website accessible and introducing new training programs for downloading books and other computer and information literacy skills. In this increasingly technology-based world, Wetabble is actively working to ensure that our patrons have many options in accessing their books and media. This started with a computer station in 2009 featuring accessible technology, which has evolved into the Jan Walsh Patron Computer Lab. Please visit the services link on our webpage to learn more about this new lab and the technology we offer. Since many of our patrons who are interested in learning more about computers and downloading books are not in the Seattle area, Wetabble will begin to introduce online training modules. These trainings will include captions and audio with detailed instructions. If you don't have access to a computer but would like to start downloading, don't forget about the resources found at your local public library or community centers. I recently talked with several librarians and library staff around the state to introduce them to the NLS BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download, program. Library staff is a great source that local Wetabble patrons can call upon to access the internet. If your local library, community center, nursing home, or rehabilitation center wants to learn more about signing up for an institutional library account and how it can help Wetabble patrons download books, please direct them to www.wtbbl.org or give us a call at 206-615-0400 or 800-542-0866. Our patron registrar, Tyler Kay, is ready to answer their questions about signing up for an institutional account. If you have questions or suggestions for new technology that Wotable should consider, or have questions about Facebook and other social networking tools that Wotable is beginning to explore, please call the library and ask for Yura Ryan. As a new librarian, I am always up for a new reference challenge. Radioactivity by Greg Porter, ERRS, broadcaster. After years of planning and months of work, the transition to new systems for recording and automating the programming at the Evergreen Radio Reading Service is finally complete. As we've mentioned in past newsletters, the WireReady system for automation has been in place since just after Labor Day 2010. It's an easy-to-configure program, much more robust and stable than the old system that was in place for more than a decade. Even when we've suffered the occasional interruption between our studio computers and our servers, where all the programs are stored, the playback of shows on the radio is not affected the way it used to be. And now, the next major step has been finished with the training of our reader volunteers to use the Adobe Audition digital recording program. For years, our volunteers have been trained to record and edit their own programs digitally, but now they are using software that is more up-to-date, user-friendly, and forgiving, allowing production mistakes to be more easily corrected without losing material. Lead broadcaster John Pye and I have been spending a lot of time learning the secrets of using Audition and all the processing tricks that we could never do with the older program. We've trained about 90% of our readers and are finally taking on some new volunteers, so you'll be hearing some new voices on programs in the upcoming months. We're grateful to the information technology staff of the Secretary of State's office, as we had to do a lot of upgrading in order to install these new programs, ranging from computers to servers to storage to wiring. We are particularly grateful to all of our Wotable patrons, friends, and family who contribute financial gifts to the library, as they are the source of most of the funds used to do these upgrades. We've also seen a huge increase in the number of people listening online to our archived literary news author interviews and past talk show broadcasts. We try to update the material on our website every few weeks, so be sure to check those listings regularly. You can listen to the programs as streaming audio or download them as podcasts. We're glad you can enjoy these programs again and again at your leisure. In addition, since the website doesn't have the same time restrictions as a radio schedule, some of the literary news interviews are longer than the broadcast versions, including material we had to trim for airtime. Thanks for enjoying and supporting ERRS, and please keep tuning in. Meet our staff, Rocio Franklin and Tyler Kay. Rocio Franklin has been with Wotable for 1 year. Hailing from Durango, Mexico, she moved to Seattle in December 2005. Before moving to the United States, she graduated from the Instituto Tecnológico de Durango with a degree in information technologies and worked for the State of Durango Police Department. Since she was a child, Rocio has been interested in learning English. After moving to Seattle, she assimilated quickly, working in two restaurants and attending English classes at a community college. After 2 years, Rocio improved her English and took a job with a coffee company in Seattle performing quality control. In April 2010, she became Wotable's custodian and within a few months transitioned into our receptionist role. Now she's pleased and excited to be in an interactive position in the library because she has a genuine interest in people and in helping others. Tyler Kay. When new borrowers get started with Wotable, their first point of contact is patron registrar Tyler Kay. He processed nearly 1,300 applications for service in 2010 and managed the registration records of over 7,200 active patrons. Tyler is also the local administrator for the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, site, issuing logins and resetting passwords for patrons. Additionally, he produces a number of statistical reports that help us better understand our patrons and how they use the library. Prior to his current position, Tyler worked 5 years in the Pierce County Library System in a variety of roles. His final position there was as a personnel specialist, where Tyler's boss would ultimately regret the decision to put him in charge of distributing outside job announcements. Before entering the library field, Tyler was a production crew member with a community access television station in Bremerton. He endured hundreds of local government meetings from a TV control room and never wants to hear about wetland mitigation or nuisance abatements again. He does, however, miss the annual broadcast from the Armed Forces Day Parade. In his spare time, Tyler enjoys following the Seattle Mariners, eating at Greasy Spoons, and listening to music from the Great American Songbook. A sixth-generation Washingtonian whose family has lived in the area since 1875, He also enjoys learning about the history and geography of the Pacific Northwest. Originally from Bremerton, Tyler fell in love with Tacoma during college and has called it home since. It's Wintertime and The Giving is Easy by Carlene Jackson. A huge thanks to the many donors who have contributed to Wotabble so far this year. We are happy to report that so far we have 241 new Wotabble donors who have given nearly $11,000. Your generosity is very much appreciated, as are the gifts of our many longtime donors. Thanks to gifts to Wotabble, we were able to fund a critical repair to the building this winter. Cracks had developed in the loading dock floor, just above the warehouse area, housing all the audio and braille books. Water leaked through the cracks, threatening to damage the collection. Of course, a problem like this is hard to anticipate and budget for, but the gifts given last year by donors provided the funds we needed to fix the cracks. Repairs will be completed in March. Wotabble is also the beneficiary of a number of bequests. We are very grateful to the generous and thoughtful patrons who included Wotabble in their will. Gifts by will are easy to do. If you already have a will, all you need is a simple codicil naming the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library as a beneficiary of a specific amount or percentage of your estate. Contact your attorney or financial planner to help with the codicil. If you have not yet made a will, please consider including Wotabble in your will. It is a lasting gift to an organization that is important to you. Please contact Carlene Jackson, Development Director, at 360-902-4126 if you have questions about making a gift by will to Wotabble. Thanks again to all our donors. We are grateful for your support. New books available at Wotabble by Herrick Heitman. Here are some of the audio and braille books we have recently produced. These descriptions and the downloadable audio books are added to our website as each book is completed. Digital cartridge copies are available for checkout. Audio, Adult Fiction. The Rosetta Key by William Dietrich. Palestine, 1798. Expatriate American adventurer Ethan Gage in the Holy Land to save his former lover Estiza and to search for the revered legendary Book of Thoth is in danger again as Napoleon's army marches toward Jerusalem. Violence. Narrated by Ed Kennedy, 2008, 15 hours, 45 minutes. Digital book, DBW, 8063. Audio, Adult Nonfiction. In Defense of Our Neighbors, The Walt and Millie Woodward Story by Mary Woodward. Walt and Millie Woodward, the owners of the Bainbridge Review, spoke out against the exclusion and internment of people of Japanese descent during World War II. They used their newspaper to defend the people exiled, to promote public discourse, and to print information sent to them by exiled people they hired to report on life behind barbed wire. Narrated by Rick Sipe. 2008, 4 hours, 10 minutes. Digital book DBW 8169. Braille Adult Fiction, Cruel Intent, number 4 in the Allie Reynolds Mysteries Series, by J.A. Jantz. Former anchorwoman Allie Reynolds from Edge of Evil, BRW1150, is in the midst of renovating her Sedona house for a television show when her contractor, Brian Forrester, is accused of murdering his wife. Allie's rush to prove Brian's innocence puts her in the path of a serial killer. Some Violence and Strong Language, bestseller, 2008. 5 volumes, Braille book number BRW1289. Braille Adult Nonfiction, Dancing to the Concertina's Tune, a Prison Teacher's Memoir by Jan Walker. The author shares her experiences as a correctional teacher of family and parenting courses. She relates the true stories of inmates, both male and female, trying to survive behind bars and reconnect with their families. 2004, 4 volumes, Braille book, BRW 1316. This is the end of the recording.